This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. As West Bengal Assembly elections enter the second phase of voting, political activity has reached a feverish pitch across the state, with star campaigners from major parties stepping up outreach. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today claimed that his party is headed for a strong performance after the first phase of assembly election polling. Addressing a press conference at New Town in Kolkata, he said the BJP is likely to win more than 110 out of the 152 seats that went to polls in the first phase. He thanked the Election Commission, security forces for ensuring free and fair polls.
The figure of 92.98% across 52 seats in 16 districts clearly indicates that Didi is on her way out and the BJP is set to come in. Fear is going to disappear and trust is going to take its place.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is addressing a public meeting at Damdam today. Mr. Modi will later address another rally at Baruipur. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee will hold a campaign in Bhavanipur, while Abhishek Banerjee, General Secretary of the Trinamool Congress, will hold election meetings and roadshows at several places in Howrah and South 24 Parganas today. The Election Commission has issued a fresh set of post-poll guidelines for West Bengal Assembly elections. The poll body has laid down strict protocols for handling surveillance cameras and video data after voting is over. Under new guidelines, SD cards used in polling booth cameras cannot be removed immediately after voting ends. All video footage captured during polling must be preserved securely and systematically. No member of the polling party or booth-level officer can leave the polling station until the camera equipment has been fully dismounted. The Supreme Court today refused to entertain writ petitions filed by persons aggrieved by the deletion of their names from the electoral roll in West Bengal after the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, although they are enlisted as electoral officers in the ongoing assembly elections. A bench headed by Chief Justice of India, Suryakant, asked the petitioners to approach the appellate tribunals which have been formed to hear appeals against exclusions from the electoral roll in the SIR adjudication process. Earlier last week, the court had ordered that persons whose appeals are allowed by the appellate tribunals before April the 21st or 27th must be allowed to vote in the first or second phase of elections as the case may be. The court also clarified that mere pendency of appeal would not give anyone a right to vote. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh RSS General Secretary Dattatreya Hosabale has described the RSS as a volunteer-driven movement rooted in India's cultural and civilizational ethos. Speaking at an interactive session at the New India Conference organized by the Hudson Institute in Washington, D.C., Mr. Hosabale said the RSS views Hindu identity as a civilizational and not a religious identity. The RSS leader said cultural values and modernization are not necessarily contradictory and can coexist. The government has disbursed over 7,981 crore rupees to more than 75 lakh scheduled caste students in 2025-26 to support their education and empowerment. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said the government is committed to ensuring inclusive development and social justice for all sections of society through targeted interventions and welfare initiatives. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has been inducted into the International Hall of Fame of the U.S. Army War College today. Mr. Dwivedi became the third person to receive this honor after General V.K. Singh and General Bikram Singh. Odisha is reeling under a severe heat wave with temperatures crossing 40 degrees Celsius in several districts. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued yellow warnings in many districts, citing intense heat coupled with high humidity. IMD forecast heat wave conditions over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbh. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 1% lower in afternoon session today. The Sensex tumbled 1,000 points to 76,663, while the Nifty shed 273 points to 23,900 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.